was coming up?
Right.
Well, we went to church on Sunday, but we had, I'm a Methodist now, but I went to the Baptist church back out then, and we went to Sunday school and went to church, and then we'd go to church at night, and we'd come to town sometime, because we were living in the country then, sometime we'd go to a place in Sardis. And then all along there, we'd have always in the summertime, we'd have a revival, and that was a big deal. We'd have a regular tent revival, you know, and that was a real old hoedown. Yeah, prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and then the preacher, you'd come in, and he'd meet you out there, and he'd shake hands with everybody, and it'd just be a real get together, and then we'd go sometime even to the Holy Church out here, the Church of Christ, and they would really get really carried away. They'd have revival, they'd have them, but we'd have them maybe just once, or in the summer, they'd have them two or three times, and they'd greet, and they'd jump up, and they'd speak in the unknown tongues. We call them Holy Roller, but you had some fine people there, and it was they had one of the preachers I remember, one of the best natured persons that I had ever seen there. You'd see him at night there, he'd be there leading the preaching and so forth, and then during the day he'd be go out working and playing ball with them, doing just whatever that you wanted to do. He was just a jack of all trades there, but he was the finest person that you've ever seen there. They'd have these at night, and people would come and go, and they'd swat mosquitoes and flies and everything, but that was the biggest thing. We'd go to church and all every Sunday, but these revivals there were...
Did you have spread on
the ground
and have
lunch? Oh, yeah, you'd have that. A lot of churches have that, and some of them still have that. And what they do, two or three times during the year, and like I say again, most in the summertime, they'd go and each family would take. They'd take fried chicken, they'd take steak, they'd take vegetables, sandwiches, some would take iced tea, some would take other kind of drink, and a spread lunch, spread on the ground, and you'd eat your own, you'd eat someone else's, and but it was a real big thing there, spread lunch, and it would be, like I say, different churches would have it at different times, and it was a big thing in the community that I came up in. Very, very big thing.
What were you saying before? Where did you put that frog?
Mama said
you put a frog in something.
Oh, when he was up here the other day, we went out there, and he was out there at that toadstool, and I just had an old paper sack, and I took it and put it in and told him to take it home and show it to his daddy. I don't know if he ever got home with it or not. But anyway, he left with it.
Okay, tell me some things that you did for fun when you were growing up.
Well, we did a lot of things. We would, we played a lot of baseball when we was coming up. You take like on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, the first of the week, or after Bell Sunday, after winter church. We'd play ball maybe in the morning and come home and eat dinner. And then maybe go down to the creek and go in swimming. We had a little place called Poe Creek, and I don't know where it got its name from. Then you dam it up, and you could get about 3 feet deep, and you did. And of course, then the water would start coming in faster than you could dam it up. And then before you know it, it'd break. But you'd have a good time to go swimming, and then the next day maybe you'd go back and do the same thing. Yeah, we had tattletales there. I expect that was one of the biggest ones. Laid on the sawdust pile. That's where they would saw the timber. You have a sawmill there, and it would get like 12, 15 feet high. It was a wonderful place there to play there. You wouldn't get hurt. You